Tonight, 10 Democrats will be in Atlanta for the next presidential debate. Looming over them in some ways is Barack Obama, who recently gave some unsolicited advice about the future direction of the Democratic Party. Now, Obama is extremely popular among Democratic voters, but in the middle of the 2020 campaign, his legacy is mixed. NPR's Juana Summers has the story.
Democrats meet at this Mexican restaurant in Kansas City, Kansas, for breakfast every month. On this particular Saturday, as they pile their plates high with eggs, grilled vegetables, and foil-wrapped tortillas, they settle in to hear from a candidate hoping to turn one of the state's U.S. Senate seats blue. They're also sorting through who they plan to support in the Democratic presidential race. Organizers handed out yellow ruled index cards.
Who are you picking right this minute as your favorite?
But you can put Democratic nominee, all of the above.
That voter is Melissa Bynum. She's 56 and an at-large commissioner here in Wyandotte County, Kansas. She didn't tell me who she wrote down on her index card, but she says she wants to hear candidates paint a big picture vision for the future. She's full of praise for the last successful Democratic presidential nominee, and Bynum wants the 2020 candidates to recognize Barack Obama's legacy.
Well, I think that they need to make sure that they are acknowledging all of the good that he was able to accomplish in his 8 years in the White House.
She specifically mentions the Affordable Care Act, one of Obama's signature accomplishments. A couple tables over from Bynum is Paul Avila. He says he hasn't made up his mind yet, but he's leaning toward candidates like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, drawn to their calls for large-scale change.
They're much more progressive, willing to take more chances in order to win.
Here's what he has to say when I ask him about President Obama.
He was a good president, but there were some things about his presidency that left a lot to be desired.
Obama isn't on the ballot in 2020, but Democrats on the campaign trail and at local party meetings like this one are grappling with his legacy. On the debate stage, those clashes have come over whether to stick with or scrap his signature health care law in favor of a single-payer system. Democratic candidates have also tussled over his record on immigration. While Obama has privately talked with a number of Democrats seeking the White House, he's mostly kept a low profile. That changed last week. Obama was speaking at a liberal donor gathering in Washington. He urged fellow Democrats to remember the long, messy primary slog he endured in his 2008 campaign against Hillary Clinton, saying it ultimately made him a better candidate. But Obama also made a big statement. It was recorded off mic. He started off saying voters are interested in things being improved.
But the average American doesn't think that we have to completely tear down the system and remake it.
He was warning Democrats against tearing down the system. So why is Obama saying this now? I asked Joel Payne that question. He's a Democratic strategist who worked for Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton.
On one level, it was an implicit defense of the Obama years and of the value of all of the advances and the progress that he helped make under his presidency. I also thought it was a bit of a warning to the party to not lurch too far in this instance to the left.
He also said that while Democratic voters admire Obama, the optimistic, positive case he made in 2007 and 2008 may not play as well today.
Barack Obama right now is probably not in tune. He and the way he governed and the way he campaigned is not in tune with today's Democratic Party.
Florentino Camacho made that point at the Kansas breakfast I attended. He's in his 70s and said that Obama was one of the best presidents of his lifetime. But things have changed. And he had some advice for Democrats hoping to beat President Trump in a general election.
I think they're doing good, but they have to start fighting as bad and as dirty as the Republicans.
But some voters miss the optimism of the Obama years. Arielle Monroe is one of them. Obama won the White House for the first time when she was just starting college.
All different kinds of people related to this man, how we all believed in him. There was this whole message of hope, right? And that it'll all get better for people who have grown up maybe not feeling that that's a possibility.
Monroe hasn't found a candidate that inspiring.
I'm not excited right now, but I hope to be soon.
It's been more than a decade since Obama was first elected. The Democratic Party has moved to the left, raising the question of whether there is one candidate who can inspire the same broad coalition of voters that Obama did, or if that's what Democrats need to win next year. Juana Summers, NPR News.